Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to take kind of a sentimental journey today. I will have some news, but I don't know. I'm not really melancholy, but, you know, you watch all the news, and it just gets downright disgusting after a while. It just gets disgusting. Now, life is a journey. It's a journey, and it's a long journey. Sometimes it's longer than others for some of us. Hopefully, I get a long journey. I've lived longer than some people already. And, you know, I was listening to the news last night once again. We talked an awful lot yesterday about the State of the Union address. And then we hear about how angry and upset and disappointed that the Democrats were over the State of the Union address. When 97% of the Republicans that were polled were listening, approved. 43% Democrats, and that's a huge thing. It doesn't mean they liked him. It means they approved of the speech. They thought it was a good speech. And there was like 70-some percent of independents. And yet, the elected Democrats absolutely hated it. And they were mentioning things that were offensive in it. Well, he mentioned God, that America still trusts in God, and that was offensive to them. Standing for the national anthem was offensive to them. They saw it as a negative comment, and of course that's because, and perhaps he was, doing a little dig at the NFL, but they deserve a little dig. Having pride in one's country. You know, he honored Scalise and had him stand. And the Democrats didn't even clap that this man cheated death that day. And helping the veterans. And they groaned and they booed and they sat disrespectfully and unmoved. There is no working together for those who are consumed in hate. And I had a little silly poem yesterday, and if you want that poem, I did finally kind of get it put together, and it's called The Democrats' Band Not to Stand, and it's kind of a little spoof like a Dr. Seuss poem. And if you would like to have a copy of that, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and a nice little donation would be appreciated, because right now even affording paper is kind of tough these days. But I'd be happy to send it to you, pass it around. Let people know where you heard it. And we might read it again tomorrow. I said I was going to take a sentimental journey. And I, you know me, I like the poems. So I'm going to read a couple of different poems. And then we're going to go to scripture, and then we're going to go to news. How's that sound? This is The Journey, and it's by Mary Oliver. And I'm certain all of you have heard it. And no, I'm not walking away. Don't get the idea. Beth is done. She's quitting. She's leaving. Although yesterday I did shed a few tears after the way the show ended. If you noticed, you lost me. And that's because that equipment is failing. And I have yet to come up with what I need to replace it. But The Journey is by Mary Oliver. And think about your own life. Where you have been, where you are walking, and where maybe we're headed. You are headed. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice. The whole house began to tremble, and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried, and the stiff, and with its stiff fingers at the very foundations. Though their melancholy was terrible, It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save, your own. You know, it's almost kind of a selfish-sounding poem, but we have to take care of ourselves before we can take care or save anyone else. The journey. And when I was reading that and thinking this morning, what will we talk about? And I'll tell you what, with all that's in the news, I didn't really want to talk about news, but we will. I have some news. In 1 Corinthians 13:10 through 12, it says, "But when the perfect comes, the partial passes away. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I set aside childish ways. Now we see but a dim reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, as I am fully known." We're not here on this earth, human beings in the world, for a temporary spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings on this journey here on earth for temporary human experience. It is a journey. The ride can be bumpy. It can bring heartache, and yes, there are rewards, yet even in the heartaches, before our journey ends. What is the purpose in all these things? What is the purpose in the trials? What is the purpose in the heartaches and the good times? You know, there's valleys, there's mountains. I don't know where you are, but the purpose, according to the scripture, in all things is to draw us closer to our God. So when you go through the trial, sometimes that's the easiest time to turn to God, because that's when we know we're out of control. It's those little things. I used to say it's the little irritants of day by day that get to me more so than the big catastrophes, because when the big catastrophes are there, you are stopped in your wake and you have to turn to God. Where is this country today? Are we ready to stop in the wake and turn back, bring America home? Are we there? I received a little donation, which is a lot to me, and I want to emphasize that. Every donation brings tears to my eyes. This one came from a listener. I won't give where they're from. But he says, "I would like to request," and he wants the county sheriff book, and I think I have one left, by Sheriff Richard Mack for $20, and for two of them if you have any in stock. He said, "If you don't, then direct it to your radio fund and stay on the air." It warms my heart when I get these little notes, and yes, I read them. Now, when you send me big pages, I have a little trouble getting to all of them, but this one just came today, and she says she has sent me books before, and this is a Matthew Vadim book, prefaced by David Horowitz. "The Overthrow, Barack Obama's Treacherous War on President Trump." You know, I've often wondered, he left a letter. Often wondered what was in that letter that he left for President Donald Trump when he took over. I'm going to read this, a couple more little notes from listeners, and then we're going to get on with the news. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome. February 19th will be show number 1776. And I have been thinking a lot about that. 1776. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be on this journey right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. If you have noticed, we had a little trouble connecting this morning, and so we were playing a little bit of the show from last Friday when I was taking a sentimental journey. And you know that we've been having some equipment trouble. We're still working on that, and that kind of failed us this morning. It's Tuesday, not Monday, but that didn't seem to matter to the equipment. However, today is the day we're going to spend with Don Carricker, and we're going to talk about our finances, and we're going to talk about getting a great home loan, because we know everybody wants to have that. Don, how are you today?
You look fabulous. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I'm sitting here crippled. I broke my arm this weekend.
Oh, no.
I broke my arm. I'm waiting to see the doctor. They tell me, you know, in the emergency room, you need to go in and see him on Tuesday. Call Monday and see him on Tuesday. And I call the doctor, or my husband called the doctor's office. They said, we can't get you in until Thursday. So I'm sitting here just waiting, and you know how great health care is these days. So I'm at a little disadvantage. I broke my arm. Apparently, I broke my equipment. So so we had a little trouble connecting this morning. What's that?
I said, little did you know, breaking your arm would cause your equipment to fail.
I know. It just kind of rains, it pours. You know, my coffee maker broke this morning, too. So.
I am a mess.
I need rescue. Don, can you rescue me?
I can't rescue, but I maybe give you some advice. Everybody's all freaking out about this Dow Jones drop that happened yesterday, and they're calling it a crash and all sorts of other stuff, just freaking out. And I was going to talk about talk about that this morning.
Well, let's do talk about that.
Put things in perspective.
Let's do talk about that.
Yes. The amount of the drop, you know, people are looking at that. You know, the news came out, said, oh, my gosh, it's the biggest one-day drop it's ever been in its entire existence. Yes, that's true as far as, you know, it was at the highest point it's ever been in history as well. And when you look at it as a percentage of the drop, it's not even considered a correction yet. It's not even enough yet to be considered a correction. So when you're talking about 24,000, 26,000 on the Dow, you know, a change of 1,000 points is not huge. You know, it's more than insignificant, but, you know, a change of 1,000 points out of 24,000 is not a correction. A correction has to be 10% of the value or more is considered a correction. And for that to happen, it would have to drop more than 2,400 points in a day to be a major correction. It doesn't even compare to the crash of 87 or, you know, the crash that occurred later. So everybody needs to relax for one thing and see what happens and see if it's a trend. Now, if it's a trend and it's going, you know, downward, which I don't think it is, then that's when, you know, you need to start making moves to make changes. I had somebody text me today, oh, should I take all my money out of the stock market and put it into the bond market? I said, absolutely not. The only thing you should be doing is what you should be doing all the time. And that's, you should be looking at your portfolio down on a monthly or a quarterly basis. You should be looking at your portfolio and decide how much risk you're willing to take for growth. Because you don't have growth without risk. That's just a given. And so what I would be doing if I were somebody, you know, you've got your year-end statement, for example. Everybody should have their year-end 401k statement, IRA statement, you know, that kind of thing, their investments. They should look at that and see how they are invested. Are they invested in, you know, strong growth type of stocks that are higher risk? Or they are they heavily invested in, you know, very safe stocks and bonds, and or not bonds but stocks. And if they're invested in things that are high risk and they are young, I wouldn't change a thing. If they're invested in high risk things and they're older like I am.
Careful now.
And I almost slipped there.
You almost did. Haven't I gone through enough today without you calling me old?
I'm going to relax and let you not have that hit also.
Just kidding.
Yeah, if you're old like me, you should be looking at things that are a little bit more stable.
And don't you believe in diversification as well? I mean, we do that when we're farming. We diversify. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. Don't you believe a little bit in that too, Don?
Very much so. Diversification to me is even to the point of, you know, I'm playing a little bit in this cryptocurrency stuff.
Uh-oh.
Don't know a darn thing about it. Well, you say, uh-oh. You don't know a darn thing about it. It could be the newest, neatest, coolest way of paying for things in the future. We don't know. But, you know, if you can afford, you know, we're talking, you know, hundreds of dollars, not thousands of dollars. I'm playing. And that's part of diversification, too. The people that make money are people that are willing to risk a little bit to make a gain. And if you're always looking at safety, you know, what's safe? What's safe? What can I invest in that I'm not going to lose at all? Well, there's very few things where you can have any kind of growth and not be having some risk. So diversification to me, invest in all sorts of different things, including real estate, including bonds, including stocks, including gold, silver. You want to invest in currencies? Sure, throw a little bit of money at currencies, you know, other currencies in other nations. You could do all sorts of things, and it doesn't take a lot of money to do that. Most people that have their investments, their IRAs or 401ks, are looking at probably having, you know, if they've been doing it for any length of time, they better darn well have at least 10 grand in there. And if you're not maxing out what your company matches, like if you are working for a, you know, Kraft, you're a line worker, you're working at Kraft, great. You've got a good job, you've been working for a good company. They will be matching dollar for dollar of what you invest in your own retirement up to a limit. If you're not matching that exactly, you know, if it's 3%, 3%. If it's 6%, 6%. Do that because that's the only money that you're going to earn 100% gain on every single year like clockwork. And that's what it is. You're making 100% on your money just for investing what they match. Right?
Right, absolutely. And I would suggest, too, and I know you do, you know, to try and work your way out of debt. That's a good thing to do as well. And I'm talking from the school of hard knocks. So, you know, there's been some, I've had a few challenges in the last 20, 30 years in my life. You know, we started all over again. We lost a home in a fire and, you know, just, you know, talking about lots of calamities that have taken place, but you have to learn from your mistakes and move forward. You can't just sit there and pine over them and you can't keep repeating the same mistakes. You've got to figure out your way out of that hole instead of digging it deeper. And absolutely gold and silver. We have Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading that we always recommend for that diversification with there, and she'll do a good job for him. But absolutely, you've got to not put all those eggs in one basket, or if you drop the basket, you're out of work. I mean, you're out of luck.
Exactly. And if you are in a position where, let's say you have your primary residence and you're not invested in any real estate other than your primary residence, if you are at the point in your life where you have very little debt, it's because you mentioned something I want to touch on. You said getting out of debt. Mm-hmm. There's good debt and there's bad debt.
Right.
Good debt is debt on things that are appreciating in value. Bad debt is debt on things that you've already eaten or used up or not appreciating, and that's bad debt. You need to be out of bad debt. But being in good debt is not a bad thing. You could be invested in real estate, for example, and have three mortgages on three different pieces of property. Is that bad debt? Absolutely not. That's a fabulous tax write-off. And with the new changes in the laws, with the standard deduction going all the way up to $24,000 for a married couple filing jointly, you know, that's a lot of opportunity where you have to look at, hey, am I invested properly to take advantage of that deduction and go above that deduction, or do I need to be invested in more things to be able to get above that $24,000 figure?
Well, let's talk about getting into real estate like that. You know, you see some of those plans. I want to talk about that just a little bit. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Don Carricker. He's a sponsor of the show with Discount Gold and Silver. I'm sorry. With IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. I'm telling you, I'm having a day. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. He has all kinds of information on his website, not just about home loans. He wants to help you in every way, shape, size, and form. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. You can give us a call right here at 877-895-5410 with any questions you might have. 877-895-5410. Keeping the topic, of course, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A Moment from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Don Carricker of I Want a Great Home Loan. You can visit his website. It's real simple. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. Lots of information there for you. He likes to teach. He likes to keep people educated. He likes to be a helper. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. Don, as we were going into the break, we were talking about owning property. Well, when I think about owning real estate or property, I think about rental property. Is there another direction? Because I know rental property can be a kind of a pain sometimes. So, well, you know, getting into, you know, I'm almost as old as you. And, you know, that's not true. I'm really older than Don. So when he was talking about being old, I really am up there. But I'm young at heart. That's why I fell down off my elbow. I fell down off my elbow because I'm young at heart. I was doing something young people do. Anyway, I wanted to talk about owning real estate. How to get into that and what's the best way?
Well, there's different things you can be invested in real estate. You mentioned rental property, and if you're one of those people that goes, oh, my gosh, I would never own rental property. It's such a pain.
Okay, like I just mentioned.
Yeah, like it just sounded like, exactly. First of all, Obama was wrong when it comes to businesses. The government doesn't control or do your business. The government doesn't help you in your business. They're a pain in your business.
Yes, they are.
And when he said you didn't build that, sorry, Obama, but he did. And he sweats it, and he lives it, and he breathes it. When you're dealing with real estate, you have a choice. You can either live, eat, and breathe and sweat having rental properties and do all the work yourself and all the repairs yourself and all the unclogging of the sinks and all the collecting of the rents and all that. Or if you're somebody who doesn't want to be involved in that at all you've got to do is purchase the right property at the right price so that you can afford to have a rental company take care of it for you. And then you don't mess with it. You're passive. All you're doing is collecting the checks every month. The rental company takes care of it. The management company takes care of keeping it rented, keeping it in good shape, all that kind of stuff. And they typically only charge 10% per month for that. So if you have a property, let's say you have a property you own right now, and you're going to move away from it, and you've got 50% equity in the property, you've got a good amount of equity, you could refinance that property so that it would be at the lowest possible payment per month, and if you plan on using it as a rental, refinance it to get a very, very low payment per month, hire a management company to run it for you, and every month you're going to get money given to you, that's the offset of the rent versus the amount of your payment, your new payment, minus the fee that they're going to charge, the 10%. So let's use a real figure. Let's say you have a mortgage on a property right now that costs you, because when you bought it, you know, you didn't put much down, and you had a 30-year loan, and it's a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, just a regular kind of ranch house. And your payment on that is about $900 a month. You've been paying on it for 10, 15 years. You know, you've got the house, you've lived in it for a long time, and you're ready to move out of it. You want to get into something better. But you'd also like to be invested in real estate. What you do is you refinance the $60,000 that you owe left on the property, let's say. You know, $50,000, $60,000. You refinance that on a 30-year loan. That's going to drop your payment substantially. So let's say your payment, I'm just pulling numbers out of the air because I don't have time to work it up on a calculator.
That's okay.
But let's say your payment is going to end up being somewhere in the neighborhood of about $500, $600 a month with your new loan. And you can turn around and rent that thing for typically about $900, maybe $1,000 a month. Okay? And you can check all these numbers on Zillow. You can play with Zillow and see what these numbers would be. Or you can call me and we'll run some scenarios for you for free. I don't care.
Okay.
And we'll run scenarios of your real life scenarios. And let's say that it ends up being, just make numbers easy, $1,000 a month you can charge in rent. And your payment's only $600. And you're paying the person that you're going to have and manage it for you 10% of that $1,000, which is $100, which leaves how much? $900?
Mm-hmm.
And you're making a payment of $600. Who wouldn't like $300 a month and not have to do a darn thing?
That sounds pretty
good.
Except
have the money, have the debt. You know, you've got the debt in your name, and you've got that liability. Now, people are saying, well, that sounds good, but what if I get tired of it?
Okay, well, then you sell it.
Exactly. And what's neat, Beth Ann, is if you were to sell it initially and turn around and buy another house, okay, you lost the opportunity of making that rent money. Mm. Let's say you tried rentals, you tried it renting for a couple of years, and you hated it. You just didn't like it for whatever reason. You didn't like that check coming in every month. Then you sell it, but are you going to sell it the same price that you would have sold it for 3 years ago?
Probably not.
You're going to sell it for more than likely, with appreciation, with us being out of the down market, and going into the up market, it's cyclical. It goes up and down, and we're in the upswing. So more than likely, you're going to sell that property for more money than you were going to sell it for 3 years prior to that. And you're going to make more money. Wow. Where's the negative?
Mm.
I personally don't see it. And so people who are, you know, either not invested in real estate now or want to be invested in real estate, somebody who owns a property now is at the best situation possible for getting invested in real estate, because they either keep the loan they've got, which was based on it being a primary residence, in which case they've got the best terms possible, or they turn around and if they've owned it for a while, they turn around and refinance it as a rental property, and then they go ahead and buy their next property as they're, you know, they're going to live in it, as their owner-occupied property and get the benefit of that for that loan. There's so many opportunities that people really, no one talks to them about, and no one gives them the ideas. When somebody talks to me, and they first, let's say somebody calls me and says, I want to refinance my home. Great. I do that for a living. But I don't just stop there. I don't just give them a loan and say, okay, here's your loan. Bye. See you later. I look at their financial picture, and I really help them investigate their financial picture and see if it makes sense to maybe open their eyes to other opportunities of what they could be doing at that moment in their life that could make them more money, increase their wealth, or decrease their debts, or make them be in a better financial situation 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 50 years from now. There's so many different things that are available, and you're not going to get that from these super fast mortgage companies, you know, that say, hey, fill out some stuff in 2 seconds and we'll give you a loan. That's great. But once that opportunity is gone, you've sold the house, that opportunity to make money using that house is gone forever. And you lost it because nobody took the time to go over what the options might be for you. And that's what I do with every single client, whether they're coming in for a refinance or a purchase. We go over their debts. We go over their situation. And it doesn't take a long time. It's not like I sit down with them for 5 hours and I scrutinize everything they're doing. I just lay out a smorgasbord of what they can do, even given their credit scores, given their financial situation. I lay out a smorgasbord of, hey, did you ever think about doing this? Did you ever think about doing that? And that's where I leave it. If they don't have any interest, then we don't talk about it anymore. But I feel it's my Christian obligation to give them the knowledge to make a good, educated decision once they start on this road. And it's something that I work with everybody. And I think that's probably where my teaching career came in. You know, it helps me help people understand what's going on.
Well, you know, you have to love what you do, Don, in order to help people, and you do. You love what you do, and you love helping people. Now, I didn't even know a management company existed to help you with those kind of things. That would be just astronomical. But we also didn't mention you have insurance and taxes to pay on that property, too. But still, over the long period of time, it looks like it would pay off. We're going into a break. You got some questions for Don Carricker? Give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Don and Beth Ann will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ Friday about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and I am visiting today with Don Carriker. Don, we do have a listener with a question. We have Jim from Wisconsin. Jim, how are you today?
Hi. I like what you're doing with that. I had a wonderful realtor that helped me out with the same situation a couple of years back when the market was still in the downswing and I was upside down. So this one kind of struck home when I was listening. I was just wondering, though, when you're laying everything out for your clients, your customers, do you also include in the additional interest that they're going to wind up paying out and tax implications? I mean, I know oftentimes $300 might be the real number that somebody might stand to earn on a month-to-month basis. Just kind of curious about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, first of all. And you're up in Wisconsin. Our company is actually up in Wisconsin as well. My parent company is USA Mortgage, so you ought to look them up there in the Great White North.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah. In regards to that, you could look at the amount that you pay total in interest over the whole life of the loan, as far as if you're doing the doing property as a rental. But honestly, that interest, first of all, if you are able to have greater than the standard deduction, that interest is tax deductible, correct?
Correct.
So you're getting a percentage of that back from the money that you paid into your taxes, your tax return. So that's good news. And then you also get to claim depreciation on rental properties, which further helps reduce your tax bill. So when all things are considered, you are actually going to be probably dollars ahead between tax savings and between deductions and how much money you're going to make on appreciation of the property when you go to sell it. All those different things are going to factor in there as being a positive net cash when it's all said and done than having it be a negative. Is that what you're trying to address? And also, just so everybody knows, when I was giving those figures on the payment, I actually, Beth Ann,
you already were deducting
them. Taxes and insurance.
Okay.
Well, taxes and insurance, I assumed people would just roll that in as escrowed anyway.
Okay.
Most people do that nowadays just because it's, you're not going to earn any money on your savings if you stick it in a savings account and pay your own taxes and your own insurance every year. You may earn, you'll be lucky if you earn 1%.
Gotcha.
On your, you know, on your money you saved for doing so. So most people just do escrows and let it be as part of their payment. So did that answer your question on what you're asking about, how we go over things?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, one thing that I struggled with for a long time on trying to decide was you mentioned the interest that I'd already paid versus the interest that was going to be paid going forward. And when I finally came to terms and accepted it, I had to view it as, you know, it's going from my house, my home, something that was, you know, it was a passionate, you know, we were living there, it was an emotional buy, to turning it into a business deal. And any interest I had paid in the past, really, you got to kind of separate yourself from that. So I don't know if that might help anybody else, but, you know, whatever you're going to make kind of going forward and the interest that you're going to pay and the cost that you're going to incur, it no longer is your home. It is now an investment. So
I was
able to separate that. That did help me out. But, yeah, I was just curious about that, if that was something you included. And, you know, good job. Keep on going and hopefully helps other people as well, because I know my wife was a lot happier once we moved into the new home. So take care.
Do you manage your own rental property?
I did. I had help with finding tenants. My realtor, she hooked me up with a company that she used for that, for finding the tenants. But as far as maintaining the property, I did that on my own. And I actually just sold it because we sold the other house and bought another one. So we moved three times in the last 3 years, and I'm done moving for now. We got a beautiful place.
Awesome. Congratulations.
But yeah. Thank you. But yeah, that wouldn't have been possible had it not been for, you know, hey, why don't you consider a rental instead of trying to write a check out to sell your house and write a check out to buy the next house.
Thank you, Jim.
Great thing.
Great. Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. Take care.
You know, Don, I think a lot of people do fail to see that, to separate the emotional from the business side of it, and that your home is your investment. And Don is working with me on some of those situations where I am right now in my life, and where he's trying to give us a little bit of advice and direction. And you know, it's that is something that you have to separate from. And we kind of came to that several years back. Now, we built this house that we're in now because we lost a home in a fire. So we built it and we lived in it at the same time while raising five children. And it came to a point where it needed everything. It needed the new roof. It needed the new siding, and it needed new windows. And so we had to, we had the shell. We had to start all over again. You couldn't replace the siding. They no longer made that because it was 30 years old. And so we started here a while back, or 20 some years old. So we started a while back, which is a long time for a roof to last. And my husband has done most all the work himself. And so it's been a long, slow process. As I told him, I'm old enough now, I'm ready for it to be done. But Don's been kind of helping us with that. But I think separating that. Don, we're down to about a minute. I want to give it to you. Okay?
Okay.
Give you the mic.
Appreciate that. All I'd like to tell people is that hopefully people have heard me more than once. We've been doing this for, almost 6 months
almost
now?
Almost 6 months. This is the sixth
and
month here.
Hopefully if people have heard me more than once or twice. The thing that I want to impart the most of anything is there are so many people out there that do the business that I do, but very few of them are in it for the reasons that I'm in it for. And I used to be a teacher, and I taught seventh grade, and I loved that, but there was just too much politics in teaching.
Oh, yeah.
And there's really not ability to make a living at it. So I've gone into teaching finance, and I do that with all my clients. Please call me, and you can go to find my phone number on my website. My number and my phone number on my website is 417-844-5370. My website is iwantagreathomeloan.com. You can go there. You can watch the videos, the training videos. Call me. I don't care if it's after hours, evenings, weekends. I enjoy talking to people on the phone. Call me a workaholic, call me a freak, call me whatever. I just enjoy educating people on finance and helping them get into a better situation, because I really feel it's God gave me this gift of understanding this stuff. I am supposed to use that gift to share with others to help them get in better financial situations.
And that in turn makes what you do a ministry. You know, you're helping people. I consider what I do here a ministry, and because I'm trying to encourage and help people and bring sponsors to them that have that same heart. Don, thank you so much for being with us today. He'll be back here in just a couple of weeks, and we'll talk some more. And Don, thank you for helping bring America. Yes, thank you for helping bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.